KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
Well, checking sports this morning, the Audubon Wheelers fought through a sloppy outing and advanced in the 1A Region 2 playoffs with a 54-43 win over East Union in girls' hoops last night. The Wheelers didn't shoot the ball well, particularly from the outside, and had a number of quick empty possessions that held them back from pulling away from the Eagles. East Union jumped on top early, 8-4, hitting a couple of outside shots, but the Wheelers started to settle in a little bit better at the end of the first quarter as Audubon ripped off a 16-0 run spanning the end of the first into the mid-second quarter to take control at 30-11. The Eagles responded, though, with a 12-0 run to end the half and get within 7 at the break. Audubon scored the first 4 points of the third quarter and was able to fend off the Eagles down the stretch. Audubon head coach Darren Miller thought his team didn't have enough patience on offense.
You know, we had a lot of wide open looks, but the problem I didn't like was the fact that those looks come off of one pass out of our offense. You know, I think you can get those looks anytime as long as we run offense and make them work on defense, and I think those shots will come. But I think we just were too much in a hurry offensively. We were one pass and then a shot. I think we needed to have a little more rhythm in our offense for us to score.
The Wheelers were led by 26 points from Aaliyah Hermanson, 19 from J.C. Christensen, but only two other players got into the scorebook. Audubon improves to 15-7 on the year. They advance to the Region 2 quarterfinals. They'll host an 11-7 Glidden-Ralston team next Tuesday night. The Wildcats advanced with a 53-34 win over Coon Rapids Bayard last night. In other Region 2 play, St. Edmund beat Ankeny Christian 58-22. It was Southeast Warren over Orient Maxburg 63-14. Peyton Sherdan over Arweva in overtime 57-51. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Melcher Dallas 60-42. Also in girls 1A regional play in Region 4, Bowyer Valley over River Valley 51-41. Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 73-21. Riverside topping West Harrison 46-41. East Mills over Essex 41-27. Fremont Mills beating Griswold 44-31. St. Albert topping Sydney 44-39. In Region 8, play. It was Murray over Mormon Trail 50-44. Stanton beat Bedford 53-41. Lamoni over Diagonal 50-38. Lennox beating Southwest Valley 58-45. Moravia topping Seymour 50-43. Sigourney defeating Moulton Udell 55-23. And Wayne over Twin Cedars 50-24. Those winners advance. In regular season girls hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Glenwood beating Creston 66-49. Also around the region, Thomas Jefferson beat Tri-Center 41-31. Gilbert over Carroll 56-50. In boys hoops last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic over Shenandoah 78-41. Glenwood beating Creston 41-38. Mount Air topping Red Oak 73-63. Also in boys hoops last night, ACGC beat Earlham 62-53. Panorama over Exira EHK 74-59. Trainer beating St. Albert 55-52. Underwood over Maple Valley 64-35. Carroll beat Gilbert 67-52. The final girls' high school basketball rankings, for the smaller schools anyway, out yesterday. In 1A, Bishop Garrigan ends the season number 1 with Newell Fonda 2, St. Ansgar 3, Exira EHK is 4, Lennox is 11th. In 2A, it's Maquoketa Valley, Dyke, New Hartford, and West Branch, the top 3. Nottoway Valley is 4, Trainer 10, and Underwood is rated 15th in the final poll. Also in the final 3A poll, Cherokee is number 1, Clear Lake and Unity Christian are 2 and 3. There'll be another 4A and 5A poll coming out next week. Glenwood is currently tops in 4A with Ballard and Dallas Center Grimes 2 and 3. Denison is 8, Harlan 9, and Creston at number 13. And tops in the 5A poll, Waukee, Johnston, and Waterloo West this week. After several near misses in Big 12 conference play, Iowa State was no match for Kansas. The Jayhawks outscored the Cyclones 58-37 in the second half in a 97-64 win. ISU is now 0-10 in conference play.
You know, from the onset, just with the ball moving offensively and then defensively guarding the dribble, you know, we just weren't as connected as we had been the last, you know, kind of week and a half, 2 weeks. And that's disappointing. You know, the reason why, you know, could be a couple things, but we just weren't very good from that standpoint.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who felt his team had made a lot of progress in the past week. It'll be a quick turnaround. The Cyclones will host Kansas on Saturday.
We got to stay focused. We got to try to get them rested up a little bit, teach through walkthroughs, teach through film from that standpoint, so we can be fresh and ready to compete and give the people here, you know, fan base what they deserve. there's no question about it. That's our focus.
Jalen Coleman-Lands led the Cyclones with 20 points last night. Number 24, Purdue is still looking for its first winning streak since its four-game run was snapped January 22nd. Marcus Carr had 19 points, and Minnesota rallied late for a 71-68 win against the visiting Boilermakers. Also, the Mobley brothers led number 20 Southern California to an easy win over Washington, 69-54. Evan with 17 points. Isaiah added 12 points and 12 boards. The number 3-ranked Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team won its 10th straight game with an 87-75 home victory over the Pittsburgh State University Gorillas last night. The Bearcats used a late 12-4 run to put some distance between the Gorillas to secure the triumph. Northwest's offensive attack, led by Trevor Hudgens, who poured in his sixth career 30-point game, and Ryan Hawkins, who added 22 points, 7 steals, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Northwest returns to Bearcat Arena Saturday at 3:30 against visiting Missouri Southern Lions. College conferences are still planning to hold basketball tournaments where the winner earns the automatic bid to the NCAAs, but the leagues also have until February 26th to notify the selection committee if there will be any changes in how their bids are awarded. Some coaches are split on the feasibility of having the tournaments and pandemic concerns still leading to changes. The NCAA has mandated that teams must have 7 straight days of negative tests prior to arriving in Indiana for the tournament. There must be an additional 2 negative PCR tests before teams start practice. The ACC has announced that Louisville's men's basketball game at Virginia Tech, scheduled for Saturday, has been postponed due to COVID-19 concerns among the Cardinals. Saturday's men's basketball game between Texas A&M and Florida has been postponed due to a combination of positive COVID-19 tests, contact tracing, and quarantining of individuals within the A&M program. The Ivy League will allow current senior athletes to play sports as full-time grad students at their current university next year in a break with long-standing policies. That change is a result of COVID-19, which canceled a full year of sports. A freshman, Caitlin Clark, had a season-high 39 points and added 10 rebounds as the Iowa Hawkeye women won at Nebraska 88-81 last night as the Hawks snapped a 2-game losing streak.
I loved her game tonight. I was very happy with it. I thought, she moved the ball. She got the ball back into her hands, and that's when she was looking to score. I thought she did a good job of controlling the tempo out there, not forcing things. I was really happy. I thought she made a really big strides tonight.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Iowa held off a furious Nebraska rally that saw the Huskers slice a 17-point Hawkeye lead to 4 late in the contest. Iowa is now 7-6 in the Big Ten. Grace Berg's layup with 9 seconds remaining snapped a 70-all tie as the Drake women edged Southern Illinois 74-70 in the Knapp Center last night. The Bulldogs rallied from a 13-point second-half deficit to claim their 4th straight win.
But I am really proud of the way that we were able to finish the game, and for us to be able to get that experience and to be able to get those stops that we did need was really big, especially in that 4th quarter.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik, who says the Bulldogs stepped it up defensively in the second half. Berg led the Bulldogs with 14 points as Drake improves to 9-3 in the Valley. The Big 12 has released its 2021 conference football schedule less than 2 months after Oklahoma won its 6th consecutive league championship. The Sooners beat Iowa State in the Big 12 title game December 19th. The Cyclones last season beat Texas and Oklahoma in the same season for the first time while putting together a Big 12 best 8-1 conference record during the regular season before losing in their conference title game. Iowa State and Oklahoma next meet November 20th in Norman, 2 weeks before the next title game. Iowa State will have 6 home games and will begin the season hosting UNI and Iowa in the annual Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series. A road trip to UNLV precedes the beginning of the Big 12 conference season on September 25th. That's when Iowa will travel to Baylor. They'll also have road games at Kansas State, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Oklahoma. Home games against Kansas, Oklahoma State, Texas, and TCU. Coming up this next season, their only bye week is October 9th. Former Iowa strength and conditioning coach Chris Doyle has been named the director of sports performance for the Jacksonville Jaguars of the NFL. Doyle was fired this past summer at the beginning of an investigation into alleged racial bias in the Hawkeye football program. Here's Jacksonville coach Urban Meyer.
I've known Chris for close to 20 years. Our relationship goes back to when I was at Utah, and he was the number one strength coach, and really, he was doing sports performance before sports performance became a high priority in college sports.
Meyer says they looked into Doyle's background before making that hire. And Eric Almirola and Austin Dillon were the winners in last night's 150-mile qualifying races for Sunday's Daytona 500. However, both drivers now have a chance to move from the second to the front row following car issues for pole sitter Alex Bowman and William Bowman. Almirola held off a charge from Joey Logano, who pulled alongside Almirola on the final lap of the first 150-mile race. Almirola led 52 of 60 laps in his first qualifying race victory at Daytona. Dillon used a crossover move on Bubba Wallace to beat Wallace to the checkered flag. However, Almirola will slide up to the front row after Byron wrecked his car in the second race. And in another disappointment for Hendrick Motorsports, Bowman could be moved to the back if his motor needs to be changed. Bowman had engine trouble in the first race. That's Check of Sports this morning here on KJAN.